Hi, I'm Connor Durham, and I'm doing the Glory of the Senses essay contest for the Paul Engle University of Iowa contest that he is throwing. My essay is called Death to Life. On March 29th, 2014, I went to bed early because I had church the next day. I was in fifth grade. That night, I did not get a lot of sleep because I heard my sister yelling something outside. It sounded like it was bloody murder. It sounded like she said her knee gave out. So my parents and my other sister and I rushed out to see what was going on. It was a challenge to see where I was going because I just rearranged my bedroom and I did not know where the door was compared to where my bed was. So I ran into the wall. Once I finally figured out where my door was to see what was going on, what my sister was saying, she was yelling, "Jared passed out," which was her fiance. I saw her crying and struggling to keep the dogs back at the door, so I held the dogs back while she called 911. While she was talking to the person on the phone, she told the person where we were at and also what happened. I saw him shaking terribly where he was laying, so I went and grabbed him a blanket so he could stay warm. After Jordan hung up the phone, we waited for the emergency service to show up. It felt like a million years, but it was only 2 minutes. My dad was timing it, and if it took it longer than 5 minutes, he was going to pick him up and throw him in the back of our car and rush him to the hospital as fast as we could, which it did not take longer than 5 minutes. They got there very fast and got him into the ambulance and into the hospital in 4 minutes. I stayed home because I thought nothing was wrong, and I thought everything was going to be okay, but it wasn't. While he was at the hospital, my sister and I sat and watched the movie The Croods. We were through the first couple of minutes of it. Then my mom called me and my sister and told us that it was code blue, which means he stopped breathing and his heart stopped beating. So my sister rushed me to my grandparents, which is right over by Pete. The reason that she decided I was too scared to go to Sartori, the hospital that he died in. When my parents and my sister came back, and we were all in shock for what just happened. The next day was a Sunday, so we all tried to go to church, but we could not stand all the people coming up to us because it was very hard to even be there. We knew everyone was there for us, but we were still all in shock that he died because he was still alive in our front yard. Also on that day, we helped his parents plan the funeral for Jared Trimble, and we had to tell them the story a thousand and thousands of times. He was way too young to even go. He was only 20, and he was gone before we could even say hello. He was an organ donor, so one of his eyes went to somebody in need. I never got to meet the person that received his eye, but at the funeral, his grandma was standing by the casket and told this to me. I can tell that the eyes are not his. They were glass because his eyes were way darker. It was Wednesday, April 2nd, the day of the funeral. My sister Jordan had a lot of friends over at the house. She had at least 10 friends over so she could keep her mind off of it. Around 10 o'clock, we started to head over to St. John's Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa. When we got there, there was already hundreds of Iowans there wanting to say sorry for your loss and talk to us and Jared's family. Then, after people talked to us, it was time to pack everyone into where we had the service for him. Then after the service, we all went to the gravesite and had the burial service. During the burial service, it was started to thunderstorm, and Jared loved thunderstorms. He was even going to college before he died to become a meteorologist. The storm during the service was the most relaxing storm ever. From the crashing of the thunder to the rains hitting the tent that we were all sitting under. Now, every time it rains in Iowa, wherever I am at, I always think of Jared and how much he loved the weather. A year after Jared passed away, right where he passed out in our front yard, there grew a sunflower, and none of us planted it. When it got to its full height, it was so beautiful, and it reminded me of all of the great things in Iowa. The sunflower was bright yellow, and the seeds of the sunflower gave food to birds and many lo and birds that love seeds, and even little squirrels that climbed up to the stem to the flower head of the seeds. What I learned from this. From my experience with the death of Jared is that even though something tragic happened, something good can come out of it. Even though it may hurt, but later on something good will happen, such as the thunderstorm and that happened during the service, or the sunflower that gave food to many animals in my neighborhood. It might have taken a while for me to realize that, but there is a lot of beauty that came after the death, even though that it still hurts me and a lot of people too. So now every time it rains, it makes me want to go out there and experience it because of the passing away of Jerry. The reason why he liked weather so much is that Iowa weather is the hardest to predict, and he always loved a challenge. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Connor Deerhammer, and tune in next time to listen to me.